Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the rainy day of New Orleans menu, and that's still good enough time for us to put a radio show right in front of you and right in front of everybody I can think of who is somebody who has good taste and who likes to spend their time in at times when there's nothing going on but just taking it easy and thinking about things. And if you are in any of those categories, call us. Our telephone number is 260-6368. We talk about absolutely anything that would address your thoughts about anything. That's what we have always done since we started doing this program back since 1935 or something like that is when we started doing this. Anyway, 260-6368. And with us today,
it's me, and we have Mary Slazer on. Is that the way you say your name, Mary? Is it Slazer?
Yes, that's exactly how you say it.
Welcome to the show. It's that time of year again, huh?
Yes, thank you. I'm happy to be here. It is that time.
It's unbelievable how fast time goes. It seems like just yesterday. We had you on to talk about last year's Chef Soiree, but she is here to talk about this year, 2020. So it's going to be another grand affair. I hope you have great weather. And tell us anything new that's happening.
Oh, well, something new this year. We are bringing back the fireworks. For many years when we were at Bogafly Park, we closed the night with a fireworks display at 9 o'clock, and we are able to bring that back this year at the Covington Trailhead.
It's a nice venue at the trailhead, but I also really liked Bogafly Park. Why did you move from Bogafly Park?
Well, it was an emergency, actually. Back in 2016, there was some terrible flooding the week before the event, and it
always
a lot of damage.
You all had the worst luck with that.
Yeah, well, it does rain sometimes. So anyway, we had to move it to the trailhead, and it has proven to be a really good venue for our participating restaurants. It is so much easier for them to do their thing. A lot of them cook on site, as you know, so you're getting the freshest possible dishes, and the trailhead is just much more accessible for them.
Good. Okay, well, that's good. So do you have any new people this year? What's changed over last year?
Okay, well, another exciting thing this year is we are bringing in a celebrity bartender. And this year it is New Orleans St. Deuce McAllister.
Oh, no, really? That's going to be fun. Where's he going to be?
He is going to be in the Hancock Whitney Entertainment Tent.
Okay.
From 5:30 to 7:30, pouring a specialty drink, and he'll be available for pictures and handshaking and all those fun things.
Now wait, this sounds like a very familiar one of these things that I remember before because I was in it. I was
yes, we did that years ago. We did that. That's, you're probably going to tell me that was 10 years ago or something when we were the celebrity. I remember it was at the park. So this would have probably been, if it was 2016 that you moved, it was probably 2014 or 13.
Okay. Yes, I remember that. So it's great to have some of our friends and supporters play a special role at Chef Soiree.
Okay, so how many chefs do you have represented this year? Besides Pat Gallagher, who's kind of the star.
95 booths set up. Some of those are beverage vendors, as you know. Chef Soiree not only offers delicious dishes, but it's a really great place to do a little wine and spirit tasting as well. But so, we do have some new restaurants. I think you had asked that a minute ago.
We've had a lot of new ones coming in lately.
Yeah. So, Chef, so how many new restaurants do you have, and what are they?
I don't have a count, but I'll name some of them. We have Acadiana Manna. We have Hocus Smocus Barbecue. Looking at the website here. We have Pyre Provisions.
They're a new restaurant on 21.
Pave Provisions?
Pyre Provisions. You've been there. Pyre Provisions. Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that place.
Yeah, some of our favorites are coming back. Hoodoo Ice Cream is coming back with their specialty homemade ice creams. Of course, Pat Gallagher will be there, never to be missed.
He's the star. Pat Gallagher's the star.
Well, with good reason. Yeah, we were over there about 2 weeks ago.
He's always got the longest lines.
Haven't been the haven't had a chance to even put anything coming together, and he's on top of everything, and he's really a terrific chef, so it's great to have him.
And a very generous person, one of the reasons
he's got the longest line always. He's got the great stuff, so yes, well deserved. Who else is there?
Well, another one of our longtime favorites is Benedict's Catering. Shirley Delizan and her crew will be serving dishes at our VIP party at the Justice Center, and that's for some of our top sponsors and their guests. Starting at 4 o'clock, we'll have some really wonderful dishes from Benedict's and catering by Don. He's doing dessert for us. Back at the park, we have Del Porto, Casinos, Cesar's Restaurante, Beck and Call, Boshin Country Club. That's a new one this year. Honey Baked Ham, Isabella's. I could go on and on. All the restaurants are listed on our website, chefsoiree.com. So that's a good place to go take a look and get a good feel for what is happening at Chef Soiree this year.
So the beneficiary, go ahead. I know a lot of people are familiar with it, but go ahead and explain what the whole cause is here.
Oh, I'd love to. The Youth Service Bureau is the agency behind Chef Soiree, and it raises funds for us to support our programs. We serve children throughout the North Shore who come from hard places, and they're struggling. They may be in foster care due to abuse or neglect and receive services through our court-appointed special advocates program, or they may be having difficulties in school like truancy and behavior that is keeping them from being successful in the classroom. We also provide adolescent substance abuse assessment and treatment. That is really a growing problem here on the North Shore. Our numbers are really steadily increasing. We serve close to 2,000 children a year in St. Tammany and Washington parishes.
Wow, that's terrific. And they're not all distressed children, but they are enough of those to worry about it. And on the other side of it, you find, there's a little bit of this almost everywhere you look, and you wish you hadn't looked. But this is a really great organization. Again, I tell you, I've been part of it since it started. I even have you ever seen the old signs that they have in the couple of the dining rooms and the bathroom and stuff? It wouldn't be that if they didn't have they ought to have those on the wall, all the different
posters.
Yeah, since the beginning, I think it started in the 70s, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, we have a good collection of them here at the Youth Service Bureau, and it is fun when you go into a restaurant in Covington or even New Orleans and you see one of our posters hanging on the wall. some of the restaurants like Gallagher's and Benedict's have quite a collection because they've been with us from the very start. But
That's
we almost it's like a scavenger hunt to go around town and see how many Chef Soiree posters you can spot.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so what's the price this year and how do they get tickets?
The tickets are still available online at chefsoiree.com. An individual ticket, which is all-inclusive, everything that you can do once you enter the gates is included in the ticket price, is $145. So we have some very nice packages. If four friends get together, they can get four tickets for $500. That includes all you can eat and drink, live music on two stages, McAllister, fireworks. It just goes on and on.
It's a good event. Tell us when it is again and where it is.
It is Sunday, March 15th from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Covington Trailhead. It's presented by Chevron again this year. We're very grateful to them. And I have failed to mention that it's also the night that we draw the winning ticket from the Chef Soiree Banner Ford raffle. We have raffle tickets on sale. They're $25 a piece or 5 for 100, also available on our website. The winner has the choice of a 2020.
Mustang, isn't it? Well,
they have their choice of a Mustang or an Escape.
It's been the latter, the former, since it started. I've always wanted one of those. I come every year and throw a few bucks down to hope I get the Mustang.
You sure do, Tom. I hope you will again this year. This could be your year.
Well, you never know. I mean. I can make myself look some kind of foolish, too. So, you know, we have no problems with that. No, my wife and family and I, we had just come into the New Orleans area, actually the North Shore, around there. And we had no idea that kind of thing was in the market. So we started going, and we've done it just without a... I don't know. We might have fished.
It's been great. Number of years.
But it's
years.
Very much. Go there. Do it. It's terrific. I know it'll strike some people.
It's a good, good cause.
Don't worry about it.
Great event. Good cause. There you go.
Yep. ChefSoiree.com has all the information.
We'll promote it some more this week.
Yeah, good.
Perfect. Thank you, Marianne.
All
right. Thank you for checking in with us. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
See ya. Bye. It's the food show. And, you know, we didn't get a chance to say enough about the food there, but the food there at this event, it is so good. I mean, it really is the best of the bunch in
these kinds of events.
These kind of events, yeah. I was shooting for, that's not. Don't have to do it.
All right. Chef Soiree, the 15th of March. Go to the website, chefsoiree.com. It's a long-standing event on the North Shore. It is the North Shore's version of, let's see, maybe the wine and food experience. Maybe that's...
comparable to that, yeah.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. It's a great event. It's always dicey. They don't have great luck with the weather, but hopefully they will this year. If they do, it's a great event. If they don't, it's still a great event, and you'll have less competition for the food. But the food is great, headlined by none other than Pat Gallagher, and that's good stuff for sure.
Well, she just said it all, really. That's what you're going to find if you go there.
It's a good way to spend an evening for sure. A lot of stuff to drink too. A lot of different things.
And
it's a lot of vendors there.
Much,
a lot of vendors.
A drink,
all right, 260-6368 is the number. We would love to hear from you. We are chatting about the usual, whatever you would like to have, whatever you have to say about food. And we have lots to say about food if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So you're invited to call, but
I've got one.
It's not necessary. What?
What, to tell some, ask somebody something?
No, I'm just saying that it would be lovely if if people would call in, but we have plenty to talk about otherwise.
That's true. Yeah, I have a funny little question here, and I hope you can answer this to me. Anybody will do. I mean, and you don't even have to give out your name for this, but you know, in on Canal Street or near Canal Street, I think it's actually, yeah, it's on the corner of Canal Street. Wait a second. This is, in other words, the topmost part of the hotel that where we had the event last night.
Royal Sonesta.
The Royal Sonesta. You wouldn't believe how many minutes I had to sit there to remember.
Yeah. I kind of would.
So it's Royal?
The Royal Sonesta is where we did the gumbo cook-off last night, and we have
that
an account of that.
Figured. I had that
we
one.
We have an account of that in nomenu.com today. You know, I think I've had my fill of gumbo cook-offs.
Ooh.
For a while.
And I was a judge of them, and they would come by with five.
There were 16 of them last night. 16. And they were delicious.
Per,
they were really good.
Per spot, maybe?
But it's just, it's a lot of gumbo.
I mean, it's an insane amount of gumbo.
There comes to be a point where you just can't taste anymore. And the flavor profile of this particular dish is so similar from dish to from contestant to contestant that it becomes kind of a haze of gumbo. I'm glad they're over for a while. I tell you what, that event is worth going to if for no other reason. The prizes. They gave us a card to put into to the drawing. Everyone kind of got one, regardless of who you were. You got one to come in, but the judges got one, and the contestants got one. And I didn't fill it out because I thought, you know, if I won something, it would be distasteful maybe. But boy, am I sorry I didn't, because by the end of the evening, there were about four or five staycations of one or two nights by the likes of the Sonesta and the Windsor Court. It was pretty, pretty great stuff. So
it was last
year, I won't make that mistake.
Last night, numerous people came up to the front and said, can I swap this out for the Windsor Court? And you know, just looking at the part of their display
the
of everything,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
it's the hotel. I keep forgetting.
Sonesta.
Mm-hmm. Sonesta. And we haven't had to change our mind on any of those. That's a
it's great a great hotel. Event. It's a nice hotel.
Beautiful.
It's it's in the thick of things, both literally and figuratively. And it was a very nice event. Let's take a break now.
Welcome back. It's the food show you have come and listened to. We've listened to a pretty good bit about what's going on this weekend. And, oh, wait, that's not this week. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I don't know. What's going on this weekend?
Oh, yeah, what's going on this weekend?
We just talked about the chef soiree, which is going on weekend after this one.
That's
so a week from this weekend. That's always, it always sort of falls exactly on the 15th. It's right around, you know, sometimes it's the 14th, mm-hmm. or whatever, but I just as many times it seems like it falls exactly on the Ides of March. Anyway, 260-6368. Back to the gumbo cook-off. It was really fun. It was a chance for Tom to sing.
There used to be a husband-wife duo.
Yeah.
Who actually lived well out of town, and who sang in the choir that I sing in.
Mm, that's good.
And except that somebody came in and changed everything around, and
yeah.
now. And now.
Tom has no singing venues. It's very sad. So last night, the girl who was the MC, who was standing in for, I confess I don't watch the news.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I'm the only one who isn't off the rails about the you know what right now. And she was standing in for someone, I think, at Fox News. She was very nice, and Tom was seated closest on the dais. Tom was seated closest to the podium, and so she decided that she was going to inquire what the judges thought of the gumbos. So Tom was first person that she approached. And, of course, this is the kind of thing that makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, and I'm just like, oh. And so she asked him a question, and he looked at her. And then he said, are the stars out tonight? And he went into that rendition of that song, which, of course, was something unlike anyone else would ever do. But the audience thought it was amusing, and she didn't.
They always
but
do.
What's really weird, Tom, is she didn't come back and ask you any more questions. Anyway, it was a fun time. They had some pretty extensive decorations. There are, like, some almost Blaine Kern-worthy paper mache creatures, because they did do it. They did do a table decoration contest, and and I don't know if that one won, but it should have. There was some pretty interesting table decorations. Good, a couple of good desserts there too, but the gumbo that won was a seafood gumbo, and it was a soft-shell crab sitting on the side of it. So I can't tell you if I've ever had soft-shell crab at two meals in one day, but yesterday was the day. This one was different from the one at Bon Ton, though. The one at Bon Ton, again, is old-fashioned cornmeal, straight-ahead cornmeal fried soft-shell crab.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't think it gets better than that. Not so much a fan of the panko version of everything. And I think this soft-shell crab was panko encrusted.
Panko encrusted.
Panko breadcrumbs tend to be panko. Much thicker.
I haven't heard that word in ages.
And they're very crispy, but it makes a thicker sort of batter. And I like it, but I don't like it as well as the more traditional ones. But that was the one that won. They had, of course, the usual thing with the judge's version. And then the people's version. And sometimes those were the same and sometimes they weren't. My favorite one was actually a shredded duck gumbo in a dark roux with what looked like maybe poblano peppers.
Could be.
It was really good.
You know, I was looking at all of those and those crumbs that come usually in sushi.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what this is. This what you were talking about a minute ago.
Panko?
Panko.
Uh-huh.
And you grind it up to make
brown. Well, they are brown. Japanese.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know that they have anything to do with sushi. I don't eat sushi. I know nothing about sushi. Yeah. And I've not ever seen breadcrumbs around sushi, but I know that they have in common the fact that they're both Japanese. 260-6368 is the number. You are listening to WWL and the Food Show, and you know what happens on that. You never know.
No, tell me, would you?
You never know. It's like, come on in to our world. You're going to need a really good seatbelt because you just don't know where this ship is headed.
You never know. There were a couple of years ago, we had a day. Weather was running night, and we were getting temperatures in the low 40s and even in the 30s, and that did not do anything for the for our.
It's not cold outside, Tom. It's actually very, very nice. Guess what today is?
Yeah. Let's see. David
I'll give
Letterman.
You a hint. It's like jambalaya.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's National Paella Day. Now, we really shouldn't have a paella day in America because paella is a Spanish dish. Anyway, Spanish dish paella and New Orleans dish jambalaya are kissing cousins.
As you say that, I realized that that's one of the things we had on the newsletter today.
Well, I'm going to read exactly what you wrote here. Paella Day is catching on. While we have always been able to find a restaurant around New Orleans that serves paella, until very recently we never needed more than the fingers on one hand to count them. nor were the ones we found especially good, again until recent years, with the broadening of all ethnic dining in New Orleans. Always, any chef that has made this most famous of Spanish rice dishes could be counted on to be very proud of it. I wish I had gone back and asked Mary Slazer if the two women that she referenced as new people in the chef soiree are the paella girls, because there are two women who are doing pop-up paella, and I've seen them at an art event in downtown Covington, and the paella looks really good, so I hope that is them. But back to the story. So enough of that. Paella is usually the most expensive item on menus that offer it. Paella comes in many forms with a long list of possible ingredients, but it simmers down to the rice, olive oil, and stock. Usually chicken are cooked in a big pan with poultry, sausages, or seafood, plus peas, beans, and savory vegetables. It's flavored with saffron if it's a good version. In the cheaper editions, annatto gives the color of saffron, but not the unmistakable flavor and aroma. I've never even heard of annatto. It's like fake saffron, like the cinnamon we get is fake cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Okay. The dish originally came from Valencia, but now you can eat it in most parts of the world. There is some question as to whether jambalaya is a direct descendant of paella, but it's certainly related to the way of the connection between the Spanish West Indies and Louisiana. Currently, our city has a great shortage of Spanish restaurants. In the last few years, we X'd out 4 restaurants that no longer serve paella or anything else.
Yeah, but that meant that it wasn't being served anywhere else.
Well, Barcelona often. Tapas is still around, and Lola in Esplanade, and now Costera Uptown.
That's
in
a
the
good
space.
Place. If you really feel, you
if
know,
you
this,
have not, the urge for paella.
Yeah, if you are the kind of person who likes doing that kind of food. Mm-hmm. With rice and all sorts of ingredients that stir into it, and they seize the things and mix
Costera
them up.
Costera is good. It is good. It's a Spanish restaurant, and I don't know if I would call it. They call it coastal Spanish cuisine. So it is definitely worth trying. Paella is delicious, I think. And if I'm trying to think, I was saying yesterday or the day before, whatever day we were talking extensively about gumbo, I think it was yesterday, that gumbo needs to be either seafood or meat. But paella, I also feel that way about jambalaya, but paella, if you think about it, has everything but the kitchen sink in it, and I still like it.
Well, I'm glad we settled that.
I was at Care Restaurant Supply the other day, and they had this gigantic paella pan hanging on the wall.
Oh, yeah, they're about this big.
No, gigantic. And
even bigger than that.
It was huge. It was like the size of you can get at what used to be Toys R Us, but any expensive now kids store, you can get a car that your little children can ride around in, you know, the kiddie cars. You could fit a kiddie car in this paella pan, okay? It's that big. And he told me that it was special ordered for something, and I don't remember what it was, and then they canceled it. Yeah. So now he's stuck with this mammoth paella pan. And the problem with selling it, he said, is that you need a burner that nobody has.
That's right,
to make paella in a pan that large. But you do see paella pans like that in Spain and particularly in Valencia.
Yeah.
Had a great paella one time.
We did.
A lot of paella.
A regular item on their menu was La Provence.
Oh, they had paella there?
They had paella, and he had a pan.
He did. I remember that. Yeah, a big one.
Enormous. You could lie down.
I think that might be the same kind of size as this.
Might have been, but it was quality. And he used to fuss about it and making a big deal.
It was a big presentation kind of thing for him.
You know, in fact, he was part of this organization that we're talking about today. And he was there at all of them, including the poster that they had.
Yeah.
So he figured it.
You know, it's funny that he's come up 2 days in a row. We're talking about Chris Caragiorgio over at La Provence because yesterday Mike was very defensive when he called about John Fulce getting credit for this death by gumbo with the quail that had the exploding boudin coming out of it. And that Chris Caragiorgio was actually the one who had started that dish. Stephen on the line.
Okay, Stephen is here.
Hello.
Stephen, where have you been? I've been wanting you to call it.
Hmm? Yeah, I had a car accident 10 days ago.
Ooh.
And I've had a rental car that doesn't have HD radio. Just so I haven't been able to listen to it.
Are you okay?
But. It was just it was a sideswipe,
They
sideswiped the whole side of the car, so it's we're waiting on parts to replace it. But anyway, I had Colonel Sanders' donut chicken sandwich today,
and
congratulations,
and it was overly sweet.
Of course, it's a donut.
Yeah, well, the donuts were about half the size, half the thickness of a regular donut. Mm. And the sauce just oozed off the, you know, down your arm while you were trying to eat it. So it was way too much sauce. Of course, they say they're making the donuts to order. So,
really?
Yeah.
Most of them do these days, although there are some that just
aren't
there.
Yeah.
A chicken sandwich on a donut. I'm sorry.
Two donuts.
I pass.
One on each side. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a regular one. Popeye's, I think, is like $3.99 or something. And this was $5.99.
Oh, wow. Well, it's a donut instead of a bun.
Yeah,
I think the chicken sandwich, the Popeye's chicken sandwich, is good. I don't think it's as good as the picture displayed on all the Popeye's makes it look. But
Well, and it's bigger than the rest of them. I mean, I've eaten them at all of them. I think that Chick-fil-A needs to wake up anywhere where there's a Popeye's because Chick-fil-A is... I used to prefer Chick-fil-A over anybody else, but lately I haven't. I think
Chick-fil-A's fan base is cultish, and I don't think they have to worry about anything.
Yeah. And it's amazing that they put two Chick-fil-A's on Veterans Highway, and there's always a line out in the street to get into.
I
mean, even the middle of the afternoon, there's 10 people ahead of you in the, and they have two lines.
I know, it's crazy. They need a line, they need a shoulder for just Chick-fil-A. So I'm not worried about Chick-fil-A at all.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Yeah. I never have gotten it. I find their batter to be sweet, which is, I guess, maybe part of the appeal. But honestly, I do not get it at all.
And their batter is not as thick as everybody else's.
No, it's
the
not.
The Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I think they use finer flour. I think they use, like, let's say, gravy flour or that 00 flour that I hear them talking about on food radio.
What's that, 00 flour?
It's 00 flour. It comes from Italy, and it's fine, the very finest as you can get.
You know what? It's probably good and better than what we have here because we put all kinds of stuff in our stuff that makes us a lot fatter than in Italy.
And I've noticed I've tried the Italian vermicelli or whatever it is, pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different consistency.
Well, it's a different product. It's I'm sorry. Forgive me if I am offending someone, but I do not trust American food processors, period. So there's too much stuff in our stuff.
Well, and we've had that discussion about you're not in when you use the Italian wheat that you're not as stuffed in the next morning.
Yes, it's not a carb hangover like it usually is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I totally believe that's the flour that comes from Italy that is not the kind of stuff that we use.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, it's all about money in America.
Yeah, it is. No. And I mean, I don't know how much Italian vermicelli flour is in comparison to American flour, but.
Well,
you know,
my brother says something that I think is very true. He says, you get what you pay for, .. if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Well, that's about true.
Yeah.
So,
I do grow wheat, so I'm, you know, corn, wheat, and soybeans.
Or you could just quit eating pasta, Stephen. That's an idea.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I made a big pot of spaghetti the other day, and I haven't used it. And I thought I'm trying to cut out some carbs.
Yeah.
I was just going to eat it with, you know, without. And I do a thick sauce, and of course, you know, I also add celery to it and that sort of stuff. So it's a little bulkier than regular spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I need the noodles.
Sauce. If it's a good spaghetti sauce, it's hard to beat. But, you know, my daughter is doing spiralized vegetables. She's got this cheap little gadget. We have an expensive spiralizer that we've never used, and she has a cheap spiralizer that she uses all the time. And it's really easy to do, and you just put the sauce over zucchini spaghetti or spaghetti squash or something like that. I mean, it's really about the sauce anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Grayson Gill was on talking about his pasta and how it doesn't need, his whole wheat pasta does not need fat and sauces or something like that. And I was thinking to myself, yes, it does. But, you know, if you because pasta by itself is kind of you need something on it, you know? So,
yeah, anyway. I mean, there's not much taste to pasta.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's
a bulk, it's a filler.
Put on it. Pasta is a vessel, so if you want to cut out carbs, get yourself another vessel.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Well, Stephen, I hope you get your car back soon. I guess you.
I just went in today. It's been there a week, and the insurance company is fighting on whether to put used doors on the car or new doors. And there's about $50 difference between the price of a used door and a new door. So,
Mary Ann would love to hear all this stuff. This is what she lives a life for cars with problems.
I have this car situation that's been going on since November. And I just
isn't your son ready to trade in his old car so you can buy it like you did the last time?
No, my son trades cars in every 2 years.
Yeah,
he's got
three
cars.
So you need to tell him
it's
time to trade a car in so mama can get a new car.
He's got one car for just the nannies. That's the one I use when I'm there. But I'm not there as much as I would like to be. Anyway, you know what, Stephen? This will go to show you how stupid I am. Mm-hmm. I gave that car to my daughter to drive. And now I've been driving her old car, but it died in November, and I don't know what to do because that car was my dog's car, basically, and he won't get in any other car. And now I have to figure out what to do about that. Anyway, sad little first world problems.
Yeah.
All right, Stephen, you have to call for your 444 time again, okay? That's your time to call.
Okay. That's okay. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. We're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2. Give us a call, 260-6368.
Yeah, we are here, and it's a kind of a slow day other than that. With the cold weather and some of the winds, and I hear
Tom, don't worry about the weather. It's okay. Let's go to a break, Ron. 260-6368.
Wait a minute. I surely ought to remember this. 260-6368. 260-6368.
You're doing really well with that.
With what?
The phone number.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Okay.
But 105.3.
FM?
FM.
HD?
HD.
Two. So, tomorrow, I am taking a friend to lunch for her birthday.
Wonderful. Who is it?
And she can't come up with where to go. So, I'm fielding suggestions from anyone. If you were taking someone to lunch for their birthday, where would you go? Now, I don't know this person as well as I normally would be taking a person to lunch. So if I was normally taking a person to lunch, I would take them to their favorite place. But I don't know her favorite place. And she's having a tremendously difficult time deciding. So help me out. Where should I take a person for their 50th birthday?
Have you gotten any clues?
Well, I'm going to wind up having to decide because it's a girl, because I've said, come on, let's come up with it. And she's still thinking. So I think, you know, since the time is upon us, I'm going to have to just say, okay, here's where we're going. And I have a couple of ideas, but I don't, you know, I'm going to have to run them by her. But if you had a person that you didn't know very well and you were taking them out, what's a good generic place that would be very pleasing? You know what, I just thought of Mr. B's. That's like my go-to. Mr. B's is my go-to celebration.
Yes.
Well-known or unwell-known place.
It's gourmet but not expensive. It's really,
great.
Really good, but not crazy
it's
gourmet.
It's great. Yeah, it's great.
But the only possible request I could make of them is that their prices are a little high, a little bit, not enough to worry about. So since you're not, you know, putting down the money.
You know what the deal is with you, Tom? You get too much. You
I
don't
get
eat any of it, but
much?
You
get.
Yeah, it's like I notice if we go to lunch or dinner, the three of us.
Right.
A good 40% of the bill is yours.
Yeah, so?
I'm just saying, that's why it's expensive, because you get too much.
You're probably right about
that. You get too much, yeah. And then half of it sits there.
Oh, well, you're getting the wrong things.
No, you.
Me?
You, it sits there. And then I wind up eating it, and then I get mad at me and you. 260-6368, which I kind of always am anyway. But we are talking food. And
yes,
we would like to talk food with you. So give us a call, 260-6368.
Here we are. And, you know, it's a time of year for all kinds of crazy stuff.
If you give us another weather report, I'm going to hit you over the head with one of these cookbooks.
Well,
it's a beautiful day outside, Tom.
Who told
it's
you that?
It's a beautiful day.
It's cloudy. It's going to rain.
It's a beautiful day.
Okay. Well,
my
I have to walk home for this day.
I see. Okay. Spadini is your edible dictionary word. I know you love spadini.
Spadini, yeah. We have a couple of places that do good spadini. One of them is Filippo. We're always calling him that.
Mm-hmm.
And Impastato's.
Okay.
His is terrific.
What exactly is spadini? I know it's rolled.
It's a skewer.
So no, it's not. Is it?
Yeah. There's probably other.
I've never seen a skewer in spadini. I've always seen it come to the table like a ball of something, but it is a roulade, which is the kiss of death for me in food, especially if it's fish.
And I'll bring my other two.
So what is inside? It's kind of like a porchetta.
It's stuffed.
Yeah, it's a rolled stuffed thing. It's a meat that is rolled and stuffed. What is it stuffed with? It's chicken, usually,
chicken,
right?
Oysters, bananas, more bananas, dark blue balls.
I can never tell if he's joking or not anymore. I'm going to read what you wrote about spadini, Tom. It's Italian. Actually, you have down here that it's Italian shish kebabs.
Yeah. That's my point from the outset.
I've never seen.
Yeah.
I have never seen any item shoved through the middle of a spadini. Maybe they take it out before it comes to the table. Take it out before it comes to the table?
I'll tell you where they did it. Last week at Impostados.
No, I know you had it, but I didn't see any kind of wooden skewer through anything. I know, that's what I'm saying.
You could have a metal skewer.
Okay, so there were no skewers in this, though. They're served usually three to an order.
Well, then you
three to
you
an
put
order, and
in
I. Okay, but maybe that's the way you cook it, but it's not the way it's served that I've ever seen.
And then you you kind of wrap it with the stuffing, and there you are. Stick
okay.
it in the oven.
Anyway, it's called Italian shish kebabs, according to Tom. That tells 90% of the story, but spadini has enough distinction to deserve its own definition. For starters, spadini are almost always made entirely of meat, no vegetables. The meats tend to be rather good. Even ground meats are considered raffish in spadini, although sausage is welcomed. Most spadini use more than one variety of meat on the skewer. Here in New Orleans, a variation has emerged in which the meats are stuffed with a concoction of breadcrumbs, prosciutto, garlic, Parmesan cheese, and olive oil. If anything, these are even better than all meat versions. The word is rarely spelled correctly on menus. All right, we need to go to the top of the hour news. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM, HD2, more in Spadini after the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.